95, Coleman's Independent Radio. The name of the artist is Cobra Starship, and it's called You Make Me Feel. And that's featuring some dude named Sabi. And you'd have to ask Melissa who that is, because I don't have any clue. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, and we are WRJMLP Coleman. And it's Tuesday or Thursday. Every Tuesday and Thursday, we do this little show called Sports Talk Live. We're in year number 3. Probably not the best football year we've ever done before, but by the same token, you know, at least it's football. What can I say? Here's your toasts. Your toasts. Here are your hosts for Sports Talk Live, Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes. And I want to give a big shout-out again to People's Bank. Thanks for bringing this program to us each and every week, as well as sponsoring the radio station.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jay.
Jay's been in the sauce.
I like to Here's your toast. We'll get the eggs in here.
That's right. A little bacon, a little sauce.
Ronnie, the day we wait on.
Hey, that's exactly right. One day closer to the weekend, Jason. One day closer to some college football. And honestly, hey, we've got college football tonight.
A good game tonight.
A good game. A unusually good game on a Thursday night. I think it comes on 6:30, ESPN. Clemson at the Georgia Tech.
What do you think about that one right off the start?
What's the line?
Clemson, I think, is a 9.5-point favorite or something like
well,
that.
Well, I think I'm going to say Clemson covers that spread. What do you think?
I don't know. I've kind of left that one alone because I don't have a feeling for it either way, and not that my feeling makes any difference after last week.
But not a good week in the Spiegel household.
Well, the college game treated me all right. Was a little bit ahead, but the NFL eat my lunch Sunday.
NFL is just a crapshoot, isn't it?
Yeah, might as well flip a coin.
That's exactly right. But
I guess y'all have read all about how wonderful they're performing in like their viewership, and they were like brand new on Twitter last week or something, and brought like 50,000 viewers or something. It was like horrible.
Yeah, and I think the ratings for the NFL so far has been.
But I mean, that's what I think about when I want to go to Twitter is to watch the NFL.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
First thing that comes to mind. Not
right. And for most people, you know, around the country, college football is just so much bigger than NFL. Of course, here in this state, it has to be college football because we don't have any NFL teams. But I think there's certainly more people that follow college football as a whole, and there are people who follow the NFL.
There probably is. And a funny thing, Ronnie, is Bart, my nephew, married a very nice girl from Baltimore, Maryland area, and she is a Redskins fan.
He married up?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He definitely married up and outkicked the coverage.
There you go. Yep.
But she... when she first came to Alabama and they were dating and when they first got married, it just kind of blew her away that people here were so crazy about college football.
Yeah.
Because there, college football is basically nothing.
Right.
Everything is pro, you know, the Redskins.
Sure, absolutely. Huge. But, I mean, Washington Redskins would be a lot bigger draw than the Maryland Terrapins.
Oh, yeah.
College football.
But I agree with you. I think even if you put a professional team in Huntsville or Birmingham.
It won't matter.
Not going to be, Alabama and Auburn.
Well, look, for no other reason, Jason, let's just look at it from the size of the stadiums that college teams play in as opposed to NFL stadiums. I mean, you know, it's not uncommon at all that your college stadiums have 80 to 110,000. A lot of your pro stadiums, you know, they're in that 50 to 60,000 range.
Right.
You know, so and just from a seating capacity.
The college game is becoming a rich man's game and all about the big business owning it. But the professional has been that way for years. And take example of the Super Bowl. The only people at the Super Bowl are rich people.
Absolutely.
And most of those folks have tickets gave to them anyway, but they're the only ones that can afford those. When you start talking $5,000-$6,000 for a seat, the common folks like us
that
work. Gotta look.
Absolutely. Unless that is your lifelong goal and you've been saving up to to make that trip one time, but then you may not even be able to get a ticket. But I'm sure you know, and you know more about it than I do, I'm sure you know there are huge blocks of tickets that are bought up by your huge corporations and companies.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, that's the way that.
Yeah, and you can go on StubHub and get a ticket right up to game time anywhere you want to sit.
Right.
For the Super Bowl, it just depends on how deep your wallet is.
That's exactly right. So, but you're right. It is a rich man's game. And let's be fair. Let's be honest. You know, if you're going to go to a national championship game, that's going to get in your wallet, too.
Yeah, depending, I can tell you how much it costs you.
Yeah, and the thing about it with you, you guys, you went about as far as you could go.
Right.
You know, I mean, your travel costs more just because you're – you know, you're flying from, you know, Birmingham or Atlanta all the way to, you know, somewhere in California. So, but it is still a very expensive trip.
All right, an example, and then we'll move on. Yeah. An example of how much difference it is. Kathy and I went out, flew to Los Angeles, stayed in Beverly Hills in the Beverly Hilton home of where, what's her name? The singer that sung the national anthem so good, the black
Whitney
singer.
Houston.
Yeah, Whitney Houston, home of where Whitney Houston died.
Oh.
We went up and seen the room, which is no longer rented out. It's now a storage area.
Oh,
they don't
really?
Even rent
they
that.
They don't rent that.
Yeah, they
okay.
had so many requests for people to rent that room for some reason.
Man, that's kind of morbid, isn't it?
Yeah. But anyway, we flew out there, stayed a week, done all of our sightseeing and so forth, and went to Universal, done several things while we were out there, took tours. And our total was somewhere between $6,500 and $7,000.
Wow.
That's tickets to the game, the hotel,
flight.
The flight, bus transportation to the game, back.
But now that's not pocket change.
No, but that's one good seat. No, that's one decent seat. At the Super Bowl.
Just for a ticket only.
Just for a ticket.
Absolutely.
So.
Not many people other than your corporation people who, you know, hand them out or whatever are going to go to.
And as I've said 100 times, if it is in the Rose Bowl, save yourself the money.
Don't go.
Watch it on TV. Wait for it to come to Dallas or New Orleans or somewhere. But don't waste your money to go out there.
Yeah, exactly. But again, tonight, Jason, as we mentioned a minute ago, a good college football game on. Clemson, Georgia Tech, 6:30, ESPN. So that'll give guys or gals that love college football something to watch tonight, because Thursday night's probably not a great TV night.
A quick note, Ronnie, you probably saw this. It's going to be interesting this weekend to see what the Panthers do up in Charlotte. The rioting that's going on there.
Panthers, they're at home?
Yeah, are at home. They're still planning to play the game at home, but they let out a statement today saying that they had a backup plan, a undisclosed site that they will play the game at if it becomes necessary. Now, who knows where it's at? But
well, when they say undisclosed site, which I know you don't know where that is, but are we still talking in the state of North Carolina?
I would think so. I would think they would just move it out of Charlotte somewhere.
Wow,
And we could talk about that for 2 weeks.
Yeah. But terrible situation.
Yeah. And let's just get it out and plain.
Careful.
And we won't get too deep into it, but it boils down to this. Do what the police say, and there's no shooting.
Yeah.
If you have a gun.
Put it down, whatever they tell you to do.
And Hillary Clinton comes out. I don't mind to be political. I'm not a Trump supporter. Let's get that out of the way.
Right.
And I'm not a Hillary supporter. But Hillary Clinton comes out yesterday making all kind of comments to fuel the fire behind the Black Lives Matter movement and different ones. And here's my question, Ronnie. You can answer it for Hillary Clinton. She has this entire security team around her 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
For probably the last 30 years.
Right. If a man or a woman is walking towards Hillary Clinton with a gun in their hand.
Visibly?
Yeah. They're not pointing it at her, but do have it in their hand pointing down.
Yeah.
Okay, security detail, what are they going to do?
Well, they'll probably do apparently, which none of us have seen the video or anything like that, but as you know, from what you hear, the first thing they're probably going to do is tell you to put that gun down. Stop where you are. Stop. Put that gun down.
And if you don't.
If you keep walking and you keep holding on that gun, they're going to shoot you.
Right. Now, I wonder if she would take the same blame that she's putting on these police officers.
No.
These police officers are in a terrible
Terrible.
Terrible
they are
position.
In an absolute no-win situation.
Right. And Note, in Charlotte, it was a black policeman who shot a black person.
That's
so
right.
It's not about race. It's about right and wrong.
Right. So it's just a terrible situation that we find ourselves in our country in 2016.
Right. And it seems monthly.
Right.
Now.
Right.
Every time somebody's shot, it's a mess. And my son is in that mess.
That's
right
now. That's so. Right. Has moved to Charlotte.
Right.
And a great city.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A great city, a great state.
Pretty city.
Absolutely.
But you don't want to go downtown right now.
No, it'd be best to stay away from the downtown area. Not much to look at.
Hey, today, Ronnie, we have our Chris Andrews at 4:30. Got
absolutely.
Him lined up. Dr. Dan Williams, but Dr. Dan Vasta will be on with us about 5.
Yeah, and, Campus Insiders.
We'll let them go and tell us what to look for this
absolutely.
Weekend. Maybe make a few coins for entertainment purposes.
Of course.
All right, we've got our regular on here. Jeffrey's always our first caller of the day. Jeffrey, welcome to Sports Talk Live.
How y'all doing?
Thursday. It's good.
Hey, Coach, I got a question for you.
Yeah, man.
When Jason says entertainment purpose only,
yes.
Did he throw up air quotes?
Did he what now?
Did he throw up air quotes? You know, air quotation marks?
Oh, well, no, actually he doesn't.
We just wink at each other.
Oh,
well, Jeffrey, you know me better now. You know I wouldn't be betting on ball games.
No, not you.
Hey, Jeffrey, to be honest, I will bet on which elevator will get to my floor first if somebody will take me up on it.
I've got one coming up here in a few days. I took a screenshot of something on Facebook where I could have had a chance to win lunch, but I'm not a betting man, so I didn't take it.
I hear you. Hey, Jeffrey, Jason and I were just talking about, you know, tonight got a pretty decent college football game, Clemson at Georgia Tech. Have you thought about it, or who do you think may come out on top, or will it be closer than the spread? And I think Jason said the spread was about 9.5.
It's 9.5 points, and I think it's going to be closer than the spread. I want to say Georgia Tech's going to upset them, but I'm waiting to see how that breakout game.
Right.
You know, if this same Clemson that plays Auburn, that played Troy, I mean, they finally got together for South Carolina State,
you know.
But if it's the same Clemson that showed up in the first two games, I'm thinking Georgia Tech's doing something this year. That quarterback they got is a great quarterback for that triple option offense. So they're a decent team.
Right.
You know, Clemson's looking to do something they haven't done since, what, I believe 2003, and that's when at Bobby Dodd Stadium.
That's right.
So I think Clemson matters. I want to go Georgia Tech, but I think Clemson wins it, but I don't think they cover.
You don't think they cover it?
I don't think they cover, no.
Jeffrey, I'm leaving that game alone. I may have 20 tokens on it or so, but that's about it. And to me, that's leaving the game alone. I have to put something on it to make me want to see what the score is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pretty game for Thursday. I'm
going to
be glad to sit down and watch it.
I hear you, and I am too. Hey, Jeffrey, I haven't seen anything about Florida State or any kind of press conference. You know,
they disappeared after last week.
That Jimbo has, but can you give us a clue about Florida State and, you know, maybe where they are right now and what to expect out of them this weekend?
Well, Jimbo Fisher was quoted, and they didn't use the air quotation marks. He actually said this.
Oh.
He is not very happy, and by not very happy, the word starts with a P, and I think y'all know the rest
of
it. He's not happy.
Oh, okay. He was very unhappy then.
He's put off.
He was very unhappy. He was as unhappy as he can be. So I don't know. I don't know what to expect. I was trying to tell y'all this the other day, and Jay's got it in his mind. He's got to pay bills, so I had to cut me short.
I got you.
We were talking about South Florida. You know, everybody, you know, well, it's just South Florida.
That's right.
But, It's the same thing as the Jacksonville State, the UAB, stuff like that. You know, Auburn found out, you know, last year you get your hands full of the team you're playing that's in-house Penn State
right.
Team. And the problem is you've got players on the South Florida team that didn't get recruited by Alabama, I mean, by Florida, didn't get recruited by Miami, didn't get recruited by Florida State. They're walking there with a chip on the shoulder. So it's always a pretty good game when you play the in-state
game. Hey, Jeffrey, that game is several, and I mean several, people's pick for game of the week. This is their big money game for the week, and everybody so far is saying to take Florida State minus the points.
Well, that's what I heard on a radio show I listened to during the day, a guy that called in for one of those entertainment purpose only
right.
Things, and he was saying that Florida State, he said he was predicting Florida State winning by two, if not three, touchdowns.
I think so, too. I think they're going to have a chip on their shoulder and going to come out this week and want to show people who Florida State really is, and I think it may be ugly.
Well, they need to because I hope they can show up last week.
Right.
Yeah. Now, what is the point spread on this one?
It's only six and a half.
Six and a half?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What an insult to Florida State.
Right. I'm on that one heavy. Yeah. If Florida State goes to cover, you will hear somebody screaming at my house.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I don't blame you for that. Hey, go ahead, Jeff.
Go ahead.
No,
go ahead. I was just going to say that the guy said they were like 5-1 when on covering the spread when they got beat the week before, or when they let the team score more than the opposing team score more than 40 points.
I got you.
So
hey,
that's one of the things he said.
If we're talking about covering points and the point spread, I looked yesterday. It could have changed. I don't know. The Alabama-Kent State, Alabama is a 43-point favorite, unless that has changed. Jason could tell me if it has, but that's the one I saw. My question to you is, does Alabama cover a 43-point spread?
Could they cover it? Yes. Will they cover it? I don't think Saban's going to run score up on his old team that bad.
I agree. I don't think they'll cover. I do not think Bama will cover that spread. They haven't covered the spread the last 2 weeks.
But this week, I don't think it's a matter of if they can or they can't. I think it's a matter of if they won't.
Right. I agree.
You know, like the year he played for Paterno, before Paterno died, he could have beat the snot out of him, run score up, but he took the dogs off, turned the dogs off.
Right.
And I don't see Saban. I mean, they ran the score against USC. I don't see him against the team he played for, because that's really the only reason they come down here to play, is because it's, I know it's an alumni game.
Right.
You know, it's a Saban.
And it's a money game for Kent State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's really a safe thing. Ronnie don't bet. You don't bet, Jeffrey. So if either one of you ever do bet, I'm going to give you a good tip right off the bat. Rarely, if ever, take a team and give up 40 points, 43 points, 45 points, because just what you said, they can do it, but many times you'll see the starters come out early in the third quarter.
Yeah.
They play here, play there, they get a freak touchdown, and you don't cover all of a sudden.
I mean, that's a lot of points. Yeah. I don't care really who you're playing. That's a lot of points.
Yeah. Clemson,
now,
I think, was a 52-point
favorite. If it was Steve Spurrier, Florida team, then, yeah, I would take the team and the points.
Yeah.
He would keep the starters in until it was at least
50
points.
Absolutely. And then when he went and shook the coach's hand at midfield, he'd ask him, when can you come back?
Exactly.
He'll give you another dose of that. But
I have a question. I know I missed three games, but that piece of paper Jason wrote all them picks I did on, how did I do?
I don't have it on me.
I don't know.
Jason doesn't have it on him either.
I was going to say how good I was.
Let me see if I've got it in my case. I know
I'm sure it was good. If we don't have it, Jeffrey, just claim you got them all.
Yeah.
Hey, I got them all. I want everything.
I know you didn't do as good as me and Ronnie. I know that.
Of course I did. It's hard to do as good as the guy that's writing down.
That's exactly right. Hey, Jeffrey, let's switch gears a little bit. High school football. Coleman is going to Fayette County. You know anything about, I know Fayette County had an outstanding football team last year. Matter of fact, I believe they got beat in the state finals or maybe the semifinals. I'm not sure, but I don't know about them this year. Do you know anything about them?
I know nothing about them. I've not looked.
I got you.
Tomorrow's my off day, so that's usually the day I go look at records and try to find anything about them. I know absolutely nothing about them. I know the quarterback got hurt to Coleman last week against Fort Payne. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to go tomorrow night or not.
Right.
That hurts.
As
far as them saying anything about Fayette County, I know absolutely zero about them. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got you. No problem. You know, talking about quickly, and then we'll have to go to break here in a couple minutes while Jason's looking for that. Here's what's going on high school wise, Jeffrey. Of course, this is not a region play this week. It's non-region. Vimont's at Addison. Good Hope is at Cold Springs. Coleman is at Fayette County. Priceville is at Fairview, but that game will be played at West Point. So let me say that again. Priceville at Fairview, but it's played at West Point. And we all know the reason is Fairview Stadium is still not ready to be used. Maybe in another, I think they were hoping by mid-season, so we're talking another 2 to 3 weeks they'll be able to use their stadium. But anyway, Priceville at Fairview, and that game be played at West Point. Clements is at Hanceville. Asbury, which is over in Marshall County, is at Holly Pond, and West Point has a bye. So those are just the local games that are taking place this week for those teams that are playing, and it is non-region. So that's the high school football for this week.
I have a question about that, by the way, about the Fairview deal.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about Fairview. I don't know nothing about Holly Pond as far as I know they don't like each other.
Right.
There ain't no way that Fairview could have got Holly Pond and let them use their stadium. They got dropped clear across the county. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, I don't know the reason for using the field that they're using. Maybe their schedules were already made out and they did not correspond or correlate, you know, where one's away and the other one can use the stadium. So I don't know. You know, I don't know where they could or where they couldn't. But I understand what you're saying. It's a whole lot closer.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but I ain't involved in it. Like I said, they could dislike each other that much for all I know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the details were as far as, you know, being able to use the stadium. But I'm sure it had to have something to do with, you know, corresponding dates and the fields being open. So, and Jason found Jeffrey. So you know, Jason has found the picks, and I think he's totaling those up, or he's finding out who may have won. Which game is it?
It looks like
Jeffrey may know.
It looks like Georgia and Mississippi. Did they play
Georgia?
Missouri.
They play this week.
They played Missouri.
No, yeah. They'd already played.
No, they played last week. Missouri played last week.
Right. I'm saying Georgia and Ole Miss.
Oh, okay.
All right, Jeffrey, you went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of, you missed 3. So you went 6 out of 9.
6 and 3.
Six and three. That ain't bad.
That's not bad.
You missed, you went 7. No, you didn't. 6. You went Florida State, Louisville.
I know which 3 I missed. I missed Florida State, Louisville. I missed Auburn, Texas A&M. And I missed Notre Dame and Michigan State, I think.
That would have been a good guess if we had had Notre Dame and Michigan State.
Oh, dang.
But you missed Missouri and Georgia.
Missouri and Georgia. I took Missouri, didn't I?
No, you took Georgia.
Georgia won.
Georgia won.
Georgia won that right at the end of the ball game.
Said Missouri did.
No, Georgia won right at the end of the game, threw a touchdown pass, I think on like 4th down. So
you're right. I'm looking.
You were 7-2, Coach, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Coach, you need to laugh just as hard at him because he didn't know
the score. That's absolutely. You got that right.
Oh, so me for talking about the wrong game.
That's right. That's it. Hey,
Jeffrey, it's been real and it's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun. So.
Don't make fun of the host to get hung up on.
That's it.
Got to pay bills, Jeffrey. Time to go. So.
Yeah,
hey, enjoyed it.
All right. See you, Jeffrey.
All right. 4:25 Sports Talk Live. We'll be right back with Chris Andrews from Vegas.
That's right. Not Reno.
No, Nevada.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Cullman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now, Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or a bundle with the Cyber Broadband cellular service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you signed up for broadband service through another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available at www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Woo, it's tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Cullman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Cullman since 1989, Cullman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Cullman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Cullman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Cullman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Cullman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit CullmanSportsFit.com. On behalf of Chris Branham for School Board Place 2, thank you for your vote and support in the general election. But we remind you, Chris Branham needs your vote again in the runoff October 4th. As a lifelong resident and business owner in Cullman, Chris Branham believes you lead by example. Today's students are tomorrow's leaders, and Chris Branham wants to serve on our school board to continue the progress of our schools and set an example for our students of giving back to our community. From kindergarten to graduating from Cullman High School to Wallace State to opening his own small business and coaching local youth sports, Chris Branham believes in giving back to our community that gives so much to us. Voting is one of the most important rights we have as Americans, and Chris Branham needs your vote October 4th. Chris Branham for School Board Place 2.
I'm voting for Chris Branham.
I'm voting for Chris Branham.
I'm voting for Chris Branham.
I'm Chris Branham, and I ask for your vote October 4th.
Paid for by Chris Branham, 1603 Woodland Street Northwest, Cullman, Alabama, 35055.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5 from the popular Facebook page, What's Happening in Cullman, bringing you the Downtown Grill on 4th Street, where one of our many appetizers is waiting for you today. Like homemade onion rings, fried dill pickles, potato skins, and more, we also have a large selection from our salad menu to Cullman's best hot wings, from traditional to boneless wings. We also have party packs from 50 to 100 pieces. At the Downtown Grill, we will even let you build your own burger or enjoy one of our classic sandwiches, chicken, shrimp, or crawfish baskets, or our gourmet hot dogs. You can't leave without having a delicious dessert of fried Twinkies, strawberry shortcakes, or fried Oreos. For the best comfort food in Cullman, the Downtown Grill is ready to serve you.
We don't take any responsibility for the music played on this station.
I like that.
That is all Jay. What was that?
I don't know. That's played at ball games, you know, during timeouts and stuff like that.
The House of Pain. Jump around.
That's played at games. Yeah. That's because you've been in the sauce at the game and you don't even remember.
I go to the concession stand. All right. It's our favorite day of the week and our favorite time of the week as we talk to Chris Andrews from Las Vegas, Nevada,
that's
baby.
Right.
Chris, welcome back to Sports Talk Live.
Thank you. Who takes responsibility for the fried Oreos? That's what I want.
Hey, boy, you talking about some good eating fried Oreos?
I'm, I've never had them. We had them downtown in Las Vegas here for a while, and my wife would probably divorce me if she found out I had those. So.
We are fortunate enough to get to have our show there every other Tuesday at that particular restaurant, and we never leave there the same. I mean, we're always like, oh, my God.
Jay, they have fried Oreos?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I wasn't aware of that.
I will hit that next week.
We'll be trying that out.
And, hey, Chris, not only in the South do we fry Oreos and chicken.
We fry everything.
Yeah, we fry Snickers. We fry Milky Ways. I mean, you know.
Ice cream.
Yeah. Anything that can be fried, we'll fry it.
Well, my wife wanted me to start eating more fruits. We went to the fair. I had some fried peaches. She slapped me upside the head. She goes, you know, that doesn't count. I go, hey, it's a fruit. You know,
that's right.
I tell you.
Hey, you're my kind of guy.
Make it fried apples next time.
I'll put it on my list.
There you go.
Hey, Chris, what about the Florida State Seminoles lost to Louisville this past weekend? Louisville moves up to number 3. Is that ranking, what do you think about it? Too high, too low, about right? And what do you think about Louisville?
Well, I got to tell you, I really liked Louisville last week. I thought that they were the right side. I went into the game. You know, sometimes you, as a bookmaker, you can't force people to bet. You just kind of move the number. But I really did my best to go in and need Louisville, and we did. And but I mean, I never expected that.
Right.
I mean, they looked just dynamite. And I know you were at the beach last week, Jason. We carried on without you.
Yeah.
But we talked about how Bobby Petrino, maybe not the nicest guy in the world or the best guy, but he is one heck of a football coach.
Right.
And I got to tell you, I think this team is pretty darn good, and I think number 3 ranking, I think is probably pretty fair right now. I really do. I jacked them up pretty good on my power ratings, and I have them number 3 myself, right behind Alabama and Ohio State, just like the press does.
Yeah, they look like something to deal with. And hey, it all starts behind the center there, Lamar Jackson. What are the Heisman odds on Jackson now compared to the beginning of the season?
Well, beginning of the season, it was 100-1.
100-1.
I think he's 6-5 right now.
Wow.
Now, there's a long way to go. If you remember last year, I hate to rub it in, but after the Auburn game, I think Leonard Fournette was about 1-2.
Yeah,
that's right.
To win it. So we got a long way to go. I certainly wouldn't bet him at 6-5 or even come close to betting him. There's still some guys out there that are pretty viable that have a shot to make a lot of noise with what about 10, 12 weeks left in the season? So
right.
I wouldn't touch him there. But, you know, Jason, one thing I got to say is impressive as he's been, that defense has been awful good, too.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I think. Louisville is really a very well-balanced team. You know, Jackson is, you know, he's the man. There's no doubt about it. But don't overlook that defense. They are pretty darn good.
Right.
I think they've got a chance, you know. I mean, they've got a schedule, I think, that's one that they can kind of manage, Chris. Of course, you know, they'll have a big one with Clemson. We all know that. But, they've turned a lot of heads, and I think they've got a legitimate chance, you know, to win their conference. I don't know how anybody couldn't say that they don't have a legitimate chance.
Sure. You know, they got an out-of-conference game with Houston, too. It's going to be pretty big. They avoid Pitt, who's not been great, but a pretty good team that, you know, maybe would have had a chance to upset them. They're not on Louisville's schedule this year. So, it's not like an easy schedule or a cake schedule by any means, but, you know, it's going to be enough where, I mean, listen, even if they get a loss along the way, I think if they win the conference, it's still just about have to put them in the Final Four, I would think. But, you know,
right,
there's still a long way to go yet.
Exactly.
It'll be interesting.
Hey, Chris, let's talk a little bit about Ole Miss, Alabama, or maybe Ole Miss, you know, blowing another lead, a huge lead, or a big lead. They were up, you know, 24-3 against Bama. They had a huge lead against Florida State. In your opinion, what is going wrong for Ole Miss, basically, second half?
Well, I think they can't run the ball. I think that's, I think it starts right there. And, I don't want to say it looked like they were coasting against Bama, because they weren't, but they had a couple of breaks, and if you have that big of a lead, you probably should hold on to it, I would think. But they had a lot of trouble running the ball. Let me see if I can bring his. They had 100 yards total rushing on 33 carries. So that's 3.1 yards a carry. I mean, that's just not enough when you're looking to beat a team like Alabama. Like I said, especially once you have the lead. You got to burn a little clock there. And they had a lead 24-3, and then about, it seemed like, seconds later, it was 24-17. So, I mean, I'm sure they felt that they were, if not on the ropes all of a sudden, but they were certainly not feeling very confident right after that. Conversely, Ronnie, we talked last week. I wasn't crazy about Alabama's running game. And the question I asked, did we fall in love with Alabama a little too quickly? Well, they ran for over 300 yards. Now, a lot of it was Jalen Hurts.
Right.
And I'm not sure always what to make of a quarterback gaining that kind of yardage. But nonetheless, they did gain a lot on the ground. I'm looking right here, 48 carries, 334 yards, 7 yards a pop. Yeah, that's pretty darn good, even if it is a quarterback making a lot of those
absolutely
plays. So I think, we had some questions answered about Alabama. But, I think we had mentioned, too, that Ole Miss just missing some of their best running backs. And, I think it came back to bite them last week when they couldn't really get anything going on the ground.
Exactly. Something that, Chris, and I'll have this comment, and then I'll ask you another question. But Alabama has something this year that they really have not had in years, and that is a quarterback who can effectively change the game with his feet by running the football. So I think, and I'll ask your opinion, I just believe they're going to get better and better offensively as Kiffin gets accustomed to having a quarterback who can do multiple things. Would I be on target with that comment?
No, I think you're on target. I think it's I'm kind of like you. I'd have to go back a long way in my memory to find an Alabama quarterback that really did have that all-around collegiate game. Now, there's guys that have been very good playing the pro-style offense.
Right.
But, we'll see what Kiffin does with that. I mean, it's certainly another weapon that he hasn't really had. And he really didn't have it at USC either. So it'll be interesting how that all plays out. But, we got some really good teams, and I think right now some of the real good teams probably will get better as the year goes on. We talked about Ohio State and all the new blood they had this year, and Urban Meyer just really brought it together quickly. I thought he would bring it together, but I didn't know he'd have it together in early September, which he did. I was thinking more like October or something, but, he's a terrific coach, too, and that team's going to get nothing but better. Louisville, we already mentioned, they're kind of like the flavor of the month right now, but they are really good, and I think they will get better. And there are some other teams out there, and, some will get better, some won't. And, the West Coast gets a little overlooked, but I think Stanford's a team you really got to keep an eye on. Their quarterback play right now is, I think, a big question mark, but that could be answered positively. And they got Christian McCaffrey, another kid who's maybe we haven't heard the last of him in the Heisman watch. They have a real big game this week. So there's some teams out there that I would keep an eye on. We're still not quite sure how good they are. And Michigan, another team that I'm not crazy about, but they have a kind of a soft schedule. And he could get them up to speed by game 7 or 8, which is when they're finally going to be tested.
Hey, Chris, I just want to throw this in. I was watching football on Saturday, and I saw the score come across the bottom of the TV that had the Colorado-Michigan score. And I think, I may not get this exactly right, but at one time, was it 21-0 Colorado or close to that, something close to that?
I'd have to think. I think it might have been 21-3.
21-3,
well.
Okay. I thought about you because you specifically said you better look out for Colorado. I don't know that they can win, but the spread. And I thought about you when I looked at that score. I thought, man, he was spot on with Colorado-Michigan.
Well, I was hoping you'd remember that because that was a little bit of a bold pick, but I thought that was the right side. That's a team that's coming on. Now, listen, they're not – I'd be shocked if they're even bowl eligible this year, but that is a program that's gotten better the last couple of years. And I had a daughter that lived in Denver for a while, so I kind of root for Colorado a little bit. And You know, I'd love to see them back in the national picture because they had some great football teams about 20 years ago.
They certainly did. Won a national championship, didn't they?
Yes, sir.
So, but yeah, when I saw that score, I thought of you, and I remembered you saying, better look out for Colorado.
Very good. Very good.
Hey, Chris, let's talk about Auburn a little bit, as bad as I hate to. Auburn loses another SEC game to Texas A&M, making seven straight home games now in the SEC, lost at home. We also learned this week that Gus Malzahn's buyout is $8.95 million, and throw his assistants in, it jumps up to $14 million. So what kind of chance, if any, do you think there is that Auburn will fire Malzahn if things don't improve?
Well, first of all, let's look at the positives, and I know that's probably hard to do.
It is. It's real hard right now.
It really is, and I understand that. You know, I understand. But, you know, in all honesty, the defense did not play that bad last week. You know, the defense I thought was pretty good. They got wore out by the end of the game.
Right.
You know, but all in all, I didn't think the defense played all that badly.
I agree.
Now, yeah, I mean, really, and you know, Gus Malzahn, you always keep thinking of what a great offensive coach he is, and, you know, that's really been, you know, kind of their downfall. You know, I don't want to say last year, because it was really both, offense and defense, but this year, you know, the offense really hasn't carried their end of the bargain, but the defense has not been all that bad. So that's the one positive I would take out of it. Now, as far as, like, the financial end of it, you know, Jason, I'd have to ask you. You're the one that's really closer to the program. That's a hell of a lot of money.
It is. It's bad, especially take into account that I think they are still paying Gene Chizik. So,
are you kidding me? I didn't
know
that.
Yeah, holy he also God. Had a big buyout, and
it was $6 million plus. I think is what it was.
And Ronnie came up with a theory this afternoon, and I have to agree with him. And I'll let him share it with. I think he's spot on. On this.
Yeah, Chris, we were talking kind of before we went on the air, and I thought about this while I was driving up here. You know, Gus got a contract extension. He got this huge buyout, which, as Jason said, is, you know, pushing $9 million, plus with all the assistance, it's $14 million. You know, the person in my warped mind that kind of spearheaded this or was behind this would have to be your AD, who is Jay Jacobs. And in my mind, I'm thinking, if Jay's thinking that he can get this deal passed, then the buyout is going to be so high that Gus is going to have to stay, which means I stay, because I believe if Gus gets fired, Jay's going to be right behind him.
Yeah, you know, boy, that's a really interesting concept. You know, yeah, you know, just funny how money just...
Everybody's
going to...
Yeah, everybody's going to look out for themselves.
Yeah, you know, and I know it's not fair, and there's all kind of money floating around, but, you know, it was just better the other way when, you know,
right. Well,
we could just complain about the rich guys at the top, and all the rest of us were kind of scrambling around. Now there's a lot of rich guys that we could complain about, and it just doesn't seem as fun anymore.
Exactly.
You know? But, you know, I don't know, that's probably a good point, I would hate to say. But man, that's a lot of money. I don't care if you're Warren Buffett. I mean, that's some big money.
And Chris, the kicker,
just blow on a coach who's not going to coach anymore.
The kicker is, as bad as Auburn played last year, Jacobs extended Malzahn's contract by a year, taking him to 2020. By doing that, the buyout increased by $2.2 million. Doing that alone, so.
Well, they throw these numbers around like it's nothing, you know, but. You know, $2.2 million. I mean, that's a lot of money, and that's just the add-on. You know, I don't know. I know there's big money in college sports. I understand that, but you know, it's still supposed to be about educating kids at some point
exactly.
too.
From what I've been reading about Alabama and Nick Saban, maybe Auburn could just, you know, take a loan from Alabama. There you go.
Saban can make one, a personal one, yeah.
Yeah.
More salt in the wounds, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would say this too. I talked to a couple of sharp guys this week, and I, you know, listen, maybe I'm stubborn, maybe you've rubbed off on me too much, Jason. I don't know what to say. I kind of like Auburn this week again. You know, I liked them last week, but I guess I'm just stubborn. I, you know, and I know Fournette had that huge game. Was that last year?
Yeah, last year.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, had that huge game against him.
Won't happen this year.
Kevin Steele, I mean, he's a pretty good defensive coach. You know, and they're going to do something there. And, boy, you just think at some point this Auburn offense got to wake up. And I don't know. I think Auburn has a real big shot of beating LSU, and that's a team I think's a little overrated. We talked about teams that are going to get better. I really don't see LSU getting better. If anything, I see LSU maybe getting worse. Now, you know, listen, Les Miles could turn that around in 2 seconds. I could be dead wrong. But I just don't really see, I don't see that potential in them at this point, you know, but we're right. You know, very early in the year. But, you know, Auburn, like I said, I really like their defensive efforts so far. And, you know, I think, I just kind of like them this week against LSU.
All right, that was going to be my next question, Chris. Yeah. So LSU, a 3 to 3.5 point favorite, depending on where you look. So you're saying jump on the Auburn Tigers.
I don't know about jump on, but I would definitely step on.
Hey,
but I do like them. I really do. Yeah.
Hey, while we're on that, Chris, have you got two or three other games out there that you know folks might be interested in?
Roy, I always got games.
I know you do, man.
Of course I got games.
Man.
I got a couple games I got my eye on. These are my three favorite in the colleges. I like Arkansas this week. I think as a team it's been maybe flying a little bit under the radar, but probably a little bit better than people think. And you know, I know A&M's been real good, and they climbed up the rankings pretty good, and they deserved it. They're playing good ball. But I think Arkansas gives them a real good battle this week, and I think a real good chance of winning outright. Tell you another team, Oklahoma State. You know, they've been kind of tested. They've been a little bit up and down, but I really think Baylor is terribly overrated. You're looking to get about 8 points in that game. I think Oak State has a terrific chance of beating Baylor in that one. And it should be a pretty good shootout. I think the total's right around 80, so it should be a heck of a game. But I think Oak State beats them. So, you know, that's one. And I got one more, and I know it's maybe kind of a pick based a little. For a lot of people, are going to think it's based on what I saw last week. It's not. I have my eye on this team since last year. But I like South Florida to beat Florida State. And, you know, you just have to wonder, you know, we're talking about kids, and sometimes they got embarrassed last week. Does that mean they come out real strong this week, or are they just moping around all week? And, you know, the answer is I really don't know. But I do know this game is huge to South Florida. It's a monster game for them. You're getting about 5.5 or 6 points, depending. But I think South Florida, I think they beat Florida State. And, you know, I kind of said from the beginning of the year, I didn't think Florida State was all that good. Thought they were a little bit overrated. And I think South Florida goes in there, or they're playing at South Florida. I think South Florida comes away with a win at home against the team.
Not that, only cover, you're saying they beat them outright.
Yeah, I give you three dogs. I think all three dogs have a pretty good shot of winning outright, yes.
Wow.
Wow. That's what I like.
Yeah, I would love, and Jeffrey, I hate to say it, we have a huge Florida State fan that listens,
yeah.
Chris, but I hate to say it, but I will smile if South Florida
beats
Florida
goodness.
State. Well, no, I won't, because I've already got money on Florida State, Chris.
Oh, no. Well, you know, we talked about it 2 weeks ago. I don't think Jimbo Fisher's that great of a coach.
I agree with you.
A recruiter, I don't think he's that great of a coach.
Right. Hey, switching gears, how about NFL action, Chris?
You know, I think it's a pretty tough card this week. I got two games I kind of like a little bit, though. Believe it or not, I kind of like the Bills. You know, I think this is a team that a little better at home than people realize. And it is a very desperate team up there. And, you know, sometimes I don't like the Ryan brothers, either one of them. You know, and I think they're big loudmouths and pretty phony. But I do think they got a little bit of talent on this team. Yeah, and you know, you're getting 4 points, so you know, over a field goal, pretty key number. You're getting up to four. I think they hang close with Arizona, and like I said, I think Buffalo, a little tougher home team than people realize. Arizona is also a tougher home team than people realize, so I think they lose a little bit going out on the road. You know, so I kind of like Buffalo to cover that number. I'm not going to give you a straight up win on that one, but I do like Buffalo to cover. The other one, I kind of like the Chiefs. You know, a lot of money is shown on the Jets, and I really don't understand why. Now, Kansas City, they've had some injuries, there's no doubt. They've been one of the teams more bitten by the injury bug than almost anybody else in the NFL. But I still think it's a pretty good team, 3-point favorite at home, so you're not, like, asking the world out of them. You know, but I like Kansas City to beat the Jets and cover the three. That, those are probably the two games I like best in the NFL.
All right, good deal. Hey, Chris, you know, as we start wrapping it up, I always have to throw out some of my crazy questions for you and Ronnie just to see what kind of reaction I can get out of either one of
you. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, we're going to start out the with about five over-under picks, and then we'll move on to something a little different. Chris, we'll let you start it off, and this one you're going to have to do a little thinking on. So, Ronnie, don't hurt yourself.
Thanks
here
for
now.
Not making me go first.
Right. Over or under total regular season wins by the SEC? All right, total regular season wins by all teams in the SEC, 105. All right, there's 14 teams.
14 teams.
Play 12 games.
Okay.
So they would have to average 7.5.
I
like for you to think, Chris.
Yeah,
I'm doing
yeah,
good
that's
when
a
you
tough
think.
One, yeah. Jesus. Well, I'm going to say under.
All right. Chris is going
under. Chris is under? Well, I'm going over. I think the SEC will win. I think that some of the top teams will be able to win enough to pull some of those in the bottom. So I think I'm going over.
All right.
Yeah, there's a couple bottom feeders there, you know,
that's
with
right.
Andy and Kentucky, and you know, I mean, but that's a tough one. I wish I had a calculator in my brain. I don't.
All right, over under, Ronnie. This is to you. Over or under? Number of SEC teams to go bowling this year, including the college football playoff.
Okay.
10.
10 teams bowling.
10 teams going bowling.
I'm going under.
Ronnie is going under.
10 teams, boy. Again, I wish I had my calculator with me. Let's see. We got, okay, Bama, Arkansas, Auburn, Florida, Georgia.
He's thinking it out.
Yeah, I'm thinking, that's a tough number. I'm going to go under, though. I think there's a couple that probably won't make. Too many of them are going to beat each other.
Right.
You know? So that's why I'm going to have to go under.
Yeah. I looked at that and went, kind of give each one of them a record, and the way it worked out, it will all depend on Auburn. I had Vandy not going to a bowl, Kentucky not going to a bowl.
That's obvious.
Mississippi
Kentucky.
State not going to a bowl.
Hmm.
And I forgot who else. But anyway.
Okay. Missouri won't go.
That's right.
South Carolina probably won't go.
Right.
Yeah, I think I kind
of. You're like right there then.
Yeah. It'll all depend on Auburn. Over or under the number of ACC teams going bowling this year?
Hmm.
8.
Oh.
This is Chris.
I'm up first.
Yeah.
Let's see. So you got Clemson, Florida State, Miami, North Carolina, Florida State.
Louisville.
Clemson. Yeah, Louisville for sure. You know, I think Pitt will go. I think Virginia Tech will go. I'm going to have to go over.
Over? All right.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm with Chris.
Going over.
I'm
both
with Chris.
Of going
both
over.
Of us going over. Yeah.
All right. Going to get a little easier here now. You won't have to get the calculator out quite as much. Ronnie, back to you.
All right.
Over or under the number of teams ranked in the top 10 from the SEC at the end of this season? 4.
4?
4.
I'm going over.
Over?
Yeah.
All right, Chris.
Over 4 out of the top 10? That's a lot.
Oh, wait a minute. I misunderstood the question.
Yeah. In the top
I thought you
ten,
just meant
there
would
be,
under. I'm sorry. I thought you meant there'd be 4 ranked in the polls. That's what I thought you meant. Sorry.
Yeah, I got to go under myself. Yeah, that's just too tough. Yeah.
All right.
They may not have 4 teams in the top
25. Oh, come on, Ronnie. Come on.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying.
All right, Chris. Over or under? This is last over under. Over or under? Number of quarterback changes by Auburn. In the game Saturday. 8.
8.
I'm going to go over.
I'm going to agree just for the purpose of agreeing.
I I thought it was going to say 2.5.
Yeah. Hey, keep in, with eight. Keep in mind, in the first game against Clemson, there was 22.
So. Oh, man.
All right. This is back to you, Ronnie. Had you rather? All right. Had you rather be Alabama and play their remaining schedule or be in Louisville's position and play their remaining schedule?
Well, just because we seem to think that the SEC is better, I would take Louisville and their remaining
and play
schedule.
Their schedule. All right, Chris, what about you?
Well, I don't know. It's either they're at Clemson, they're at Houston. I mean, those are both pretty tough games.
I agree.
I think I'd rather be Bama. That's a tough question, but
yeah,
I think
it is.
I'd rather be Bama. You know, those at Clemson, at Houston, I mean, those are going to be two tough teams. I mean, I don't care who you are. Those are going to be two tough games
right.
to win.
Right. I agree.
All right. Chris, back to you. Had you rather have four, and we asked this question, I think, last year or the year before, but we're going to do it again. Had you rather have four 50-yard line seats to the college football playoff national championship game or four mid-court seats to all three games of the Final Four?
Oh, I'd rather go to the football game.
Football game? All right.
Well, let me show. I've been to four Final Fours. So
well, that's getting kind of old for you then.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's old, but I think I'd rather, that football, I think, would be terrific. I'd like to do that at this point in my life.
Well, I haven't done either or, so I'm going with the multiple sports. So I would take the basketball.
All right. Ronnie is the b-ball, which, hey, Chris, something you probably didn't know about Ronnie. In his previous life, he was a basketball coach before going on to be principal of the school.
No kidding.
There. Yes.
Good for you, Ryan.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Thank you very much.
And he's got a funny story. When we got time sometime, I'll tell you how rough of a coach he was on one of the players who had a broke back.
So.
All right, last one. I've got two more. Back to you, Ronnie. You are starting a new NFL team. We're going to call it the Bug Tussle Buzzers.
Okay.
All right. You have your choice of any quarterback, any running back, and one defensive player. Who would you take?
Any quarterback. I'm going to take Cam Newton.
All right. Any running back. See, Chris has got an advantage on this.
He does.
He's getting to sit there
okay,
and think
can I come?
This.
Okay, take me to the what was the other one? The defensive player.
Defensive player.
I would take J.J. Watts for my defensive player. For my running back, I will take Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry. I wonder why. That's got to be only because he's from Alabama. All right, Chris, what do you think?
Well, I take Andrew Luck.
All right.
Man. I love J.J. Watt, but I just don't want to agree with Ronnie on that.
There you go.
I just don't want to do it. What's the kid's name from the Raiders? Mac, the linebacker. I love that kid. God, I'm terrible with names.
I don't know his name.
He's out of Buffalo.
I'm looking at
Khalil Mack.
Yeah, that's
Khalil
it.
Khalil Mack.
That's it.
I love that kid. Boy, running back. Again, there's no chance I'm going to agree with Ronnie with an Alabama guy.
Right.
I can't think of who I'd rather have. That's a toughie. God, there's not that many great backs.
No. And then Adrian Peterson got hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say Lacy out of Green Bay, but he's from Alabama, too.
Yes,
so
he is.
So... I'm running out of running backs here. That's a tough one, man. Dang you! You should have given me a little.
I like to surprise you on these.
Yeah, you sure did on that one. I can't think. I can't say him because I can't give Pitt. Is there an Auburn running back out there?
No, not right now.
I'd say Bo Jackson.
He probably could still play. You know?
Yeah.
He might. Don't worry.
That's right. Oh,
all right, Chris, to you, you are the same new NFL owner, and you now get to pick any current college player. Pick one player that you're going to add to your team. Who would it be?
One current. I'd take Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey.
That's exactly what I was thinking. So I'm going with Chris on that. That's the exact
all
name
right.
I have.
See, you can't be copying me. Come on, man.
Okay, I'll take Jalen Hurts.
Boy, your bias is really.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Well, all right, Chris. We've kept you a little OT today, so I guess we need to let you get on down the road and take care of some business and make a little money.
I got a little business today, but I'm going to charge you for the OT. Don't worry.
Okay.
I got you.
Hey, just send it to Jay, and everything will be fine.
I'll send it to Jay. Jay will be expecting that invoice.
Yeah.
So. All right, Chris. Thanks for joining us again. Can't wait to talk to you next week. Hope you have a great weekend.
You too, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
You guys. Bye-bye. See you, Chris. Bye-bye.
All right, 5:02. We'll be right back. And
as long as he reinvests that invoice and makes me about 8 times what the face value is, yeah, we're good.
All right. Good enough. He might can do it. Sports Talk Live, 95.5. We'll be back with Dan Vosta.
From the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP Cullman.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Have you got car trouble? Then you need to visit Joe Hudson at Hansville Auto Service. Hansville Auto Service is a full-service maintenance and repair center with high-quality, guaranteed service that you can trust, and all at a fair price. Foreign or domestic vehicles, car, trucks, SUVs, or fleet vehicles, Hansville Auto Service has you covered. If you have a Wall Estate ID or you work at Wall Estate, you even qualify for 10% off pre-tax parts and labor. This month, Joe and his team at Hansville Auto are offering the following. Free basic check engine light scanning, 30% off pre-buy inspections, or 50% off a 5-quart conventional oil change as long as you visit them on Wednesday. Also, approximately 35% off air conditioning machine services. The shop offers free Wi-Fi while you wait, or get this, even a pickup and drop-off service. With over 30 years of experience, they're online at HASVC.com. That's HASVC.com. Or you can find them on Facebook by searching for Hansville Auto Service. Hansville Auto Service has you covered. For any questions, you can give them a call at 352-AUTO.
Live 95 is Cullman's Independent Radio. And now it's time to check in on our regional news from the Alabama Radio Network. ARN News is provided as a service of Cullman Regional Medical Center. You don't have to go vegan or take up yoga to improve your health. You can store some healthy snacks at work, like almonds or mandarin oranges. Read nutrition labels, wash your hands frequently, and stick to a regular sleep schedule. Staying healthy isn't one choice. It's a lot of little ones. That's why, at Cullman Regional, we offer so many. For info on free screenings, to find your doctor, and more, you can visit CullmanRegional.com/healthy. Cullman Regional. Live exceptional.
In the ARN News Center, I'm Angie Norvell. A 14-year-old in custody in Dallas County for shooting a 13-year-old at a Selma Middle School football game. The victim in critical condition at the hospital. Investigators say the shooting may have been part of a gang initiation. DA's office wants the 14-year-old tried as an adult. Police continue to search for those responsible for shooting incident that left a Miles College student injured. The 19-year-old marching band member was hit by a bullet in the knee when leaving practice. He's expected to recover. Police say two men who are not students got into an argument with some people in a car and someone opened fire. And an Etowah County restaurant, Big Chief Restaurant, will not allow anyone dressed in clown attire to come there. The owner says if you come and dress like a clown, he's going to assume that you're there to rob the restaurant or harm employees. The owner says they're following the same rules used in banks, and the decision is in the best interest of customers and employees. And AAA says average price per gallon at the pump in Alabama is $2.06. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network. A collision between a train and cement truck in Shelby County shuts down a roadway. It happened in the city of Pelham. Highway 52 and Lee Street shut down for most of the day after a CSX train that was traveling southbound hit the cement truck. Officials say the crossing arms were working properly at the time. Witnesses say the driver of the truck went across the tracks and the train was not able to stop. Family members of a Walker County murder victim calling for the death penalty. Lyle Guthrie gunned down while chasing crooks from his home in Oakman. Guthrie's mother, Denise Smith, says she misses her son.
I would have gladly traded places with him and wished that I had been the one here and not him. Of course, I want revenge, but I know that that's not the right thing, but we as a family do want the death penalty.
Two men arrested and charged with breaking into Guthrie's home. Walker County deputies say additional charges are expected. A Calhoun County teen in legal trouble, going by the name Coco the Clown on social media. The 17-year-old made threats against local schools. In sports, high school football action tonight in Alabama. Three games on the schedule. Vigor versus LaFleur at Mobile's Ladpeep Stadium. At Montgomery's Crampton Bowl, Jeff Davis takes on Sydney Lanier. And in Alabama independent school action, Patrician Academy takes on Marengo Academy. The Auburn Tigers take on the LSU Tigers Saturday. LSU head coach Les Miles commenting on quarterback Brandon Harris getting death threats on social media after throwing an interception in the game against Wisconsin.
It's unconscionable that somebody would do that. That you run it down. Whatever information that you have, whoever, you know, signed off on it, whatever that social media address is, well, hopefully something like that will never happen. Okay.
Investigators still looking for who originated that post. Harris, now backup QB Danny Etling, will start against Auburn. Kickoff at 5 Saturday. Bama takes on Kent State in a sold-out matchup at Bryant-Denny Stadium Saturday. Angie Norvell, ARN Sports.
Welcome back. Sports Talk Live. It is 5:08, and we got our good buddy, Mr. Dan Vosta from Capus Insider. Dan, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, guys. Happy Thursday to you. Thanks for having me on.
Fantastic. Hey, Dan, Jason had to run an errand. He'll be back in a minute. I got a quick question here. I know we are right in this is the fall season beginning. Tell me, what's the weather like in Chicago today?
It's actually very unusual compared to most years. We've had some bad winters in years past. This past winter actually was not that bad, but we didn't really have a spring. Summer was kind of unusual. Wasn't, you know, really hot. So right now it's actually in the upper 70s.
Upper 70s.
So it's pretty gorgeous here.
Man.
And if it can stay like that till close to Halloween, that would be pretty amazing, because then it doesn't really get cold till February or March. By then, I'm in football hibernation, ready for basketball, and before you know it, it's spring, and we start all over.
Absolutely. I just was curious what it was like today. So, hey, let's get right with it. Hey, Dan, last week, two things. Number one, give me your most impressive team, and then let's do a 180 and give me your most disappointing team.
Yeah, for me, I mean, there's quite a few, but I would just look at one game. And that was the Louisville-Florida State game. Haven't seen a beatdown. Florida State would be my disappointing team. You know, slight dogs. They were favored up until nearly kickoff.
Right.
A lot of people were heavy on Louisville, and it proved to be that way watching that game. Lamar Jackson, obviously, many compare him to Mike Vick, and then he took it to Twitter to say that Vick, not quite as good as what Lamar Jackson's been doing, especially early in Jackson's career, only as a sophomore. So, pretty sensational performance from Louisville. Not sure they can play any better. for really the rest of the season. But that team that we saw against Florida State struggled defensively. That Louisville team offensively looked awfully a lot like how Clemson did last year throughout the season, gave Alabama fits. But nonetheless, Louisville, very physical in the trenches, whipped up Florida State similar to how Auburn did in the national championship in the 2013 season. You saw Ole Miss whip on Florida State in the opener. Houston whipped up on them in the Peach Bowl. So their last couple games, they got to get back to, I always call it the KISS formula, keep it simple, stupid. Their offensive line has been getting buried. They got to protect DeAndre Francois as a redshirt freshman. Got to get Dalvin Cook going. Many thought he'd run for 2,000 yards. He is arguably the most explosive player in America. Certainly has not been playing like it. So they got to get back to the simple things. They're not completely out. We talked about it last week. They need a lot of things to go their way. But all of a sudden, besides the SEC, and you could argue Big Ten as well, but you got a chance that for some power conference to get two teams. So if Louisville is the real deal and wins out and goes 13-0, Florida State and 11-1 potentially could sneak back up there. But Louisville was obviously the most impressive team this weekend. Florida State, big disappointment, dropped about 10 spots, but still up there enough to maybe potentially down the road, but very disappointing. Got absolutely obliterated, taken behind the woodshed. I don't see them allow 60-plus points more times often in your lifetime.
All right. Hey, you gave us your most impressive team, your most disappointing team. It came out of the same game. Next, who was your stud of the week? Who really carried the mail or just had a huge mm-hmm. game for their team?
Yeah, there's always a few, but there's always, I think, one that stands out. And Lamar Jackson of Louisville was 100-1 odds to win the Heisman. I thought he was a little bit of a dark horse, but I didn't think Louisville was going to be able to knock off Clemson and or Florida State. Well, they're 1-for-1 right now, so he went out big time. He was the other day with 6-5 odds, so he's a heavy number one favorite to win the Heisman right now at this moment in time. He's essentially been Michael Vick, but more impressive. He's been Vincent Young against USC, but maybe more impressive. We'll see if he can do that in the bigger games down the road. Clemson's coming up. They eventually have Houston, both road games, before we get into December and January against the real competition, per se. But right now, Lamar Jackson's stud of the week, stud of the year. It's amazing. They smoked Charlotte, arguably the worst team in the FBS, then Syracuse, a slight step up, but that's an 8-9 loss team for the Orange. And they gave up some points in that game, and yet their defense stepped it up, and Lamar Jackson carried the torch, stud of the week.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Hey, I'm going to put you on the spot now. What does your top four teams look like today, Thursday, the 22nd of September?
Yeah, my 1-4 matchup would be a rematch of last year's national championship in Alabama and Clemson. In my 2-3, you could put in any order, but I'd go Buckeyes 2, Louisville, Cardinals number 3, with teams such as Michigan just on the outside. Wasn't too impressed with their win over Colorado. And I'm still a little bit in love with Washington to at least have a very good year on the outside looking in. So Michigan, Washington looking outside right now, but Bama, Ohio State, Louisville, and Clemson at the moment.
Thanks, Sam.
And back with you. Had to get me a payday
so I can make it to supper time. So, hey, Dan, who has a better chance at this point?
I didn't really think you needed a microphone. But.
Oh, my microphone was up. Sorry about that. All right, who has a better chance of getting in to the college football playoff discussion at this point, Florida State or the Big 12 as a whole?
Yeah, I'm leaning with Florida State right now because their schedule obviously could cost them a few games, but their schedule is pretty challenging. They're going to face good competition to impress the CFP if they can survive and advance and win games. The Big 12 is in a world of trouble. It's looking very slim and slimmer, and I think slim left town in terms of having anybody getting the CFP. If you have a chance, the Big 12 may only get one team in the New Year's Six Bowls. And you might say, what's that mean? Well, the Big Ten's going to get two or three teams. The SEC is almost a lock. You get three teams on that top six bowls. You got the two CFP semis and four others. So it's not looking good for anybody in the Big 12 to even maybe, potentially, even crack the top 10 this year. Texas with an abysmal loss to a Cal team that probably will be golfing with me in December. Probably not going to be in the postseason. Maybe they are now because of that win, but I am their 4-5 win team, so they're still going to struggle to get to the postseason. That's a bad loss for Texas. Oklahoma has two losses. Baylor could lose this weekend. Oklahoma State's already got a bad loss to Central Michigan. They're in a world of trouble. Florida State's at least proven that they are quite the team that could bounce back. And on paper, for me, they're still a top five team. They just got to get their O-line going a little bit more. But I would lean with the Noles. You still have the Gators. Clemson's a big-time game. And, you know, they still have a couple tough ones. Miami, North Carolina, respectable 8 to maybe 10-win teams. We'll see how the Canes continue to look. And the Big 12 doesn't really challenge themselves in the non-conference. Florida State, of course, already beat Ole Miss. Ole Miss looks like the best two-loss team. We'll see how they develop. Florida's still in the field at the moment. So there's more at stake, I think, for Florida State to go 11-1. They can impress people. Right now, the Big 12 is doing nothing but hurting themselves.
All right. A big weekend coming up. If the upset alert buzzer was going off right now at a university, two universities, whatever, who should be hearing that buzzer? Who's on upset alert for this weekend?
Yeah, I think the Baylor Bears. They're the next up on the Big 12, alone unbeaten, and they get to host a red-hot Oklahoma State offensive team. James Washington's one of the more complete receivers in the country in the Big 12, and it'll be lots of points. Expect probably 80 or close points, but that's one upset I'm really liking. I like Oklahoma State to go on the road and upset a top 20 Baylor team at the moment. A couple other ones in terms of true underdogs per the experts. Give me Akron, who I think will be a very respectable program in the MAC, to upset Appalachian State. Of course, nearly beat Tennessee, but got ambushed by Miami last week. Going to be tough to pick up the pieces as they're licking their wounds. And USC, who's not looking too good with two losses right now, but they're playing a Utah team that's at home, slight favorites with their home field advantage. But they've already lost their star running back, Joe Williams, for the year. He's retired from football. And Kyle Fitz was their best pass rusher a year ago. A very overrated top 25 Utah team that's more of a 5 or 6 loss team. And while USC could lose a handful as well, I'd like the Trojans to pull a slight upset off on the road. That game's tomorrow night.
Okay, I got one more for you, and then I'll let Ronnie finish it up. It's got to be about the Auburn Tigers. Dan, I have to say, you warned us about them before the season started. I kind of ruffled your feathers, got on you a little bit maybe about it. But their matchup with LSU this weekend could be a game where the losing coach will be hunting a job next year. And let me tell you this. I don't know if you've seen this. You probably have. You've got all the information. But Gus Malzahn's buyout, $8.95 million, and if you add his assistants in, it goes up close to $14 million. So do you think if Gus loses this game, he will be out, or will Auburn just have to be happy with Gus and wait till that buyout is less?
I think they're going to try to wait as long as they can, but you know, the SEC teams, as we know, it's almost as if there's nothing that's too steep of a price for some of these programs with all their amount of boosters and their just pageantry and the passion they have for their team. So right. I wouldn't rule that out, but I think he's going to survive at least to the later stages in the season. But it's hard to wager anything on it because you just don't know what team you're going to get from week to week. But something we do know is that their offensive woes have continued, and as good as their defense has played for the most part, at least in the trenches, their secondary, and was tested a week ago against A&M. But it's going to be tough to survive the whole season. I think once you get to that final game, maybe a week before Bama, before FCS competition comes in, that time where there's a chance he might not be there. But I thought going into the year, you know, 5-7, 6-6 was my projection, but I thought it was going to take at least 8 to 9 wins for him to keep his job. And barring they get on a big-time winning streak, he's in big time jeopardy, and this will be a game where he's probably going to be back and forth with LSU, and they have their own problems with Les Miles, who has struggled big time offensively in his own way the last couple of years, really since their loss to Alabama in the national championship. LSU has been just, I've been bewildered with the way their offense, they get seems like a dozen pros every year that are good in the NFL, and they're nothing in college at times. So that's a big-time matchup this weekend. Probably the most game I'm looking forward to this weekend is LSU at Auburn. Still two teams I love following as just an average diehard fan, but this is a big-time game. LSU needs to get back on the winning ways for their, you know, big-time expectations, and we know what we've been talking about with Auburn here. So I'm going to lean with LSU, but I think it's like a 23-21, and that may be a little overboard on the points. I don't think it's going to be high scoring by any means. You may see a pair of field goals that decide this game, so I'm leaning with LSU, but wouldn't be shocked here. And obviously the winner of this game is still not, you know, he's still going to be in trouble. I think both coaches are, you could argue, are 1-2, right there with Mark Stoops, all in the SEC right now in college football. Guys that get paid, they get the big bucks. They got pretty legit talent. Kentucky, maybe not premier, but they look like a lock going into the year to make the bowl season this year. And so it's going to be a tough one to watch from an offensive standpoint. But both coaches in trouble. Give me LSU in this one.
All right, real quick, Dan, I'm going to throw this one at you. Which offense is worse, Auburn or LSU?
Wow. I mean, I'm going to lean with Auburn being a little bit worse, but I just think LSU has a little bit more talent. So I'm going to lean with Auburn's being a little bit worse. But you can make a case. They're pretty much even Stevens. They're both very, you know, they got Leonard Fournette. Auburn doesn't. I think that's really the only difference for me. You know, LSU's got NFL talent, receiver, Auburn future talent in the NFL with their youngsters there. Looking pretty respectable right now, but you could argue Auburn's quarterback every bit as bad as LSU's has been. It's never good when SEC programs like Florida and LSU have turned to former Purdue Boilermaker quarterback.
Right.
And this isn't the old stud quarterbacks you've seen Purdue with Greasy and Breeze and Everett. Those guys have been long gone, so it just tells you the ways that these teams are desperate and how mediocre to bad they've been.
Exactly. Hey, Dan, we're going to stay in the SEC. Let me ask you a couple of questions. The first one is, who's got the upper hand, Arkansas, between Arkansas and Texas A&M this week?
Yeah, it's in Jerry's world. Maybe he'll try to slip a few $100 bills to the referees to make sure his Razorbacks come out on top. I think that's what it may have to take. I think Arkansas, they've been a very, you know, respectable, you know, legit program so far this season with that big win at TCU. They're not accustomed to airing it out a little bit, at least since Ryan Nellis left, but they got some great talent on the perimeter. Jeremy Sprinkles, a stud tight end, Cornelius at receiver, pretty loaded there, and their defense getting after the passer has been very good as well. But for me, you saw it last week, A&M's ability, their yard after the catch is among the best in the country, and I think on that fast track in Arlington at Cowboy Stadium, I give the edge to the Aggies. I think they'll, you know, strike big in the fourth quarter. So give me the Aggies in that one. It'll be a back-and-forth affair. I like A&M 28-24. Should be some points in that one. Two legit top 20 teams at this moment in time. A&M needs one badly if they want to get ready for Alabama in a few weeks.
All right, I got one more for you in the SEC. Georgia, Ole Miss. My question, do the Rebels suffer a third loss in the month of September?
I don't think so. I think they're going to have a, you know, it was a nice win from Georgia last week at Missouri with Jacob Eason getting a big time win for the Dogs, who are a 9 or 10 win team. But I think Ole Miss is an 8 or 9 win team with that brutal schedule. They're going to find a way to win the ball game. Their offense so explosive, and they've shown that against Alabama and Florida State. Have made respect, you know, the bargain of the two most talented defenses the last couple of years for programs for NFL talent. Chad Kelly, an exceptional arm, very good talent receiver. A lot of still athletes on defense. Their secondary is probably their biggest weakness. Georgia, I don't think, will exploit it. So give me the Rebels. Fairly close ball game, but I'll go Rebels 35-23.
All right, good deal. Hey, let's move out of the SEC. Let's talk about the Big Ten just for a minute. We got the Badgers playing the Spartans. Over or under, 42.
Wow, that's where they got it right now. I'm going to go just a little bit under. I don't think you're going to see too many points. In fact, I'm going quite a bit under. I'm going to go 16-10. I'm going to lead with Sparty. So I'm going to go Michigan State. They've won 4 in a row at home against Wisconsin. So I think they're going to get the best of the Badgers. It's going to be a field position game. Nobody's probably going to be able to run the ball at will against each other. So it's going to come down to passing attacks that have been fairly mediocre. So similar to Auburn, LSU, this matchup's very similar. Very exceptional defenses, lots of talent in the trenches, a little bit of a lack of talent on the perimeter and mainly quarterback position. So vanilla offenses, great, you know, top 10 to top 15 defenses. I like this party, 16-10.
All right. Here's the last one, last thing we've got today. Arguably, maybe the game of the week, we got Florida Gators at Tennessee. Is Florida going to make it 12 years in a row?
I don't think so. If it doesn't happen this year, I honestly don't know when it will. Florida starting Austin Appleby's, former Boilermaker quarterback. First game with Luke Del Rio now out. They're probably not going to have Antonio Callaway, who's their best returner and receiver. That's really their best playmaker on the entire offensive team. So I think they're in big-time trouble scoring points. Their defense will keep them in the game, but Tennessee's defense is arguably not much worse than Florida's. Now, while the Gators are pretty much top two in every statistical right now, stats defensively, I just don't think they're going to get any big-time plays of 20-plus yards on offense. So give me the Vols at home. 11 years, it finally ends. Give me Tennessee, 23-13. And that may even be a little bit much for the Gators. I think they could get a late touchdown to keep it respectable. But Tennessee survives, advances, continues to win fairly ugly, if you will.
All right, Dan, you've done it again. We're coming to the end. Are you going to watch the game tonight?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's amazing.
I thought you might.
People think the Patriots pull this one off. They say end the season, put Belichick in the Hall of Fame, and just give a Super Bowl to the Patriots with their third-string quarterback, Jacoby Brissett. I'm leaning towards the Texans, but Gronk's back. It's hard to count the Patriots. Not smart to do that too often, but I think I'm leaning with Houston just barely. They're looking pretty good so far this year.
All right. Hey, I got one more for you real quick. You gave us the pro game tonight. We got a pretty good college game with Clemson and Georgia Tech. Who you got?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Clemson. They struggled miserably in Atlanta against Georgia Tech, but I think this Clemson offense is back to being legit. So give me the Tigers 31-24. I think Georgia Tech gets a late touchdown to hurt some people's feelings that are in Vegas. But I think Clemson survives and advances. Their offense will outshine a Georgia Tech team that's still kind of middle of the road.
Thanks, Dan. Man, I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week. We appreciate you joining us each week.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend. Thanks for having me on.
All right.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it, bud.
All right. Dan the man, Dan, from Campus Insider, Chicago, Illinois.
That's right. See, it was 70-something degrees up there.
Oh, well, wouldn't that be nice?
Be nice.
5:27, coming up at 5:30, Rex Chambers will join and talk about fishing. We'll get off of football for just a few minutes talk fishing before Ronnie and I give our picks later in the show.
That's it.
Also, giving away golf in the next 30 minutes,
so stay
with us. Sports Talk Live, 95.5.
See when you watch our students receive their diplomas. Susan Houck sees future leaders and skilled workers. Susan Houck agrees our educational system is second to none in college readiness. But Susan also knows 32% of students do not continue on to college, according to the recent numbers from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And it is our job to make sure those students are also career ready. Susan Houck believes rather than just ask our industries for adopt-a-school money, we should be asking what we can do to help our industrial workforce, such as career or industry days at our schools. When was the last time a Coleman student group toured one of our local industries? It is also time to take a look at maximizing the space we currently have instead of just raising taxes to expand and build. Susan Houck has new ideas to continue to move Coleman City Schools forward, but she needs your vote in the October 4th runoff. Susan Houck for School Board Place 2, October 4th. Paid for by Susan Houck, 1474 Orchard Drive Northeast, Coleman, Alabama, 35055.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Coleman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or a bundle with the Cyber Broadband Cellular Service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you signed up for broadband service through another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition's standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available on www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Woo, it's tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. On behalf of Chris Branham for School Board Place 2, thank you for your vote and support in the general election. But we remind you, Chris Branham needs your vote again in the runoff October 4th. As a lifelong resident and business owner in Coleman, Chris Branham believes you lead by example. Today's students are tomorrow's leaders, and Chris Branham wants to serve on our school board to continue the progress of our schools and set an example for our students of giving back to our community. From kindergarten to graduating from Coleman High School to Wallace State to opening his own small business and coaching local youth sports, Chris Branham believes in giving back to our community that gives so much to us. Voting is one of the most important rights we have as Americans, and Chris Branham needs your vote October 4th. Chris Branham for School Board Place 2.
I'm voting for Chris Branham.
I'm voting for Chris Branham.
I'm voting for Chris Branham.
I'm Chris Branham, and I ask for your vote October 4th.
Paid for by Chris Branham, 1603 Woodland Street Northwest, Coleman, Alabama, 35055.
Five thirty-two on a Thursday afternoon. If you're headed home, just sit tight. Going to be fishing with Rex Chambers. I'll turn it over to Ronnie and let you guys go fishing.
Hey, Rex, how are you, man?
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, are you bowling tonight?
I am headed that way. Just got my belly full and going to go swing a ball a while.
I got you, man. I'm going to get my belly full as soon as we get through here.
I got to jump in and wonder, what does bowling have to do with fishing? Does that, like, increase the bite or something when you get the wave action?
Physically.
Here's what's bad. I fished all day. I got to go bowl tonight.
It sounds like a country song already.
And I got a golf tournament in the morning, so...
Sweet.
I got too many hours.
Sounds like retired life to me.
That's right.
There you go.
Retired life's good to you, Rex. Hey, first thing, where are you playing the golf tournament tomorrow?
I believe it's at Terry Pines.
At Terry Pines, okay. Second thing, you said you went fishing today. How good a day was it?
Oh, I had a gentleman from Kentucky today come down for a trip, and I think we ended up actually boating. Put in the boat 44-45 on Smith Lake.
Good grief. So,
I got to back that up just a little bit now. Those 44-45 might have weighed 20 pounds.
Yeah. Hey, but guys, it's paying to catch fish most of the time. They don't care about that.
We had a blast. Smith is on the verge. I mean, I keep saying maybe tomorrow. But every tomorrow that I get there, the water temperature is still 84.5 degrees.
Wow.
The sun comes up over the tree.
Right.
And next week, I've seen some 60-degree nights coming for next week. 80-degree day, I think, next Saturday.
Well, that's got to happen because the fair's in town.
The fair's in town. It's going to rain one day, too.
Of course.
It's going to cool off. and that's when it's going to be. It's wide open now. You can go have fun. You just can't catch a lot of quality fish right now.
Right.
Doing, this is the time of year when we like to chase those schooling fish out in the middle because they're coming up and they're hitting topwater baits now.
Right.
As fun as you can have legally. And they're just a lot of little ones right now. Those bluebacks on Smith Lake, have gotten a little smarter as time goes by, and they're staying down a little deeper a little longer this year.
Right.
So they're not up top yet, but there's a lot of little bitty half-inch long baits that is being chased by some really small spotted bass. But, you get a few decent ones during the day, but majority of them small right now. But it's fixing change.
Good deal. Hey, Rich, were you fishing topwater most of the day or just in the morning and then you went to something else later in the day?
The topwater lasted till about 10 a.m.
Okay.
It died down about 8:30, but you can still find some, still chasing those little bitty shad up to about 9:30 to 10 o'clock. And then you got to go trouble the bank, go to some brush piles and throw a shaky head or a little crankbait. I caught several on nice crankbait today, throwing up shallow, so it's getting close. It's just, like I said, it's fun.
Right.
Just not gonna win the $10,000 Saturday week here at Bass Fest that's on top water. I promise you that.
Exactly. That's what I was going to ask you about. That was going to be my next question. Was the upcoming big tournament out there?
Yeah, that is Saturday week. Mandatory meeting on Friday night at the Ag Center around Vimont.
Right.
And, $10,000 first place and give away a boat. Of course, the boat is a kind of a potluck thing. The winner's weight ends in .00. They win a boat.
Absolutely. And didn't you say a couple of college kids won that a few years ago on a 3-pound fish?
Won it last year. Last year it was the very first 3-pound even fish to be weighed in. And first 15 minutes.
Well, my goodness. How cool is that? Two college kids win a boat like that.
That was pretty neat.
Right. Hey, Rex, do you know what's going on Gunnersville right now?
Well, I was there Saturday, and I was there Friday, I think. But I had a tournament there Saturday. About 60-something boats, I think, in a $5,000 first-place tournament. And it was tough on us. There wasn't a lot of fish caught. First and second place had 19.5 pounds. So that's low weight for Gunnersville. Gunnersville is still in the doldrums right now.
Right.
It's still tough because the water's still hot. The frog bite hadn't got started, and I ain't saying you can't catch them on frogs. You can go catch some fish, but not a whole lot. You're not going to win any tournaments on it. But my partner and I started out real good. We pull up on our starting spot and had all the confidence in the world and caught three fish that weighed about 15.5 pounds in the first 20 minutes.
Wow.
And we didn't catch another
fish. Another fish. It makes for a long day, doesn't it?
I told him, I said, you know what? I can pick this big worm up and I can throw it all day and I'm going to get two keeper bites on it. We'll win this thing.
Right.
I was wrong.
Exactly.
Wrong. He didn't get a keeper bite. I didn't get a keeper bite. It was just as soon as that sun picked over the trees, our fish shut down. And a buddy of mine, Brent Crowley, ended up second place and knocked me out of, they say two big fish places, knocked me out of, we had like a 620 or 630 something. He knocked me out of that money too. So I ain't too happy with him this week.
I understand. Hey, Rex, if somebody was going to try to go, the next few days, next week, would you say, hey, go to Smith, go to Gunnersville, or go to Wheeler or Wilson?
You got to have fun. You go to Smith Lake. They're everywhere now. I say everywhere. They're not Big Bridge to the dam. I can promise you that. From Big Bridge all the way up to Simpson, they are schooling like crazy, right out in the middle of the lake, 120 foot of water, but you're not going to catch quality. You're going to catch quantity.
Right.
Just go take something very small, a little bitty popper, a little bitty baby spook, or you can't throw a big bait because, like I said, these are little fish.
Because I threw
a big bait for 3 days straight, and they're just the big ones just aren't out there.
Right.
But you can catch all you want to, just be little fish.
So you're just basically looking for, bass that's busting the surface, correct?
Oh yeah, yeah, you can't miss them. They're, like I said, they're everywhere, everywhere.
Wow. Early in the morning.
Here in a week or two, the big ones are going to be in everywhere like that. But right now, they're just, like I said, they're small.
Fantastic. Hey, I know you got things you got to do. I want to ask you one quick. And again, folks, Rex has no clue where I'm going to ask or anything. I mean, no preparation whatsoever, and it's amazing that he can just spit it out. But I'm really changing gears here, and you may know about this, you may not. Do you have any information on the Duck River situation in terms of when are people going to be able to fish Duck River? Have they put a motor limit size on that yet, or do you know anything about it?
All I can go with is last information I had, and that's been 2 months ago.
Okay.
That it will be open by spring as far as boat ramp and everything construction is going on, and it will have the same horsepower regulation as Lake Tahoma.
Okay.
And the reason for that is it just makes it so much easier to enforce.
Right.
Now, is that set in stone? I don't think so, because there's several people pushing for a bigger horsepower limit.
Right.
So who knows what's going to change on that. I know the state's supposed to do some stocking here before long, so that's kind of a fluid situation there. I don't think anybody knows for sure exactly what's going to happen yet.
Okay.
And if they do, I haven't heard
of it. I got you. Now, you're talking about stocking fish, and if they're stocking bass, basically what size of fish is put in there, Rex?
Well, if they stock it, they'll stock it with just fingerlings.
Okay, just fingerlings.
Yeah. They'll just put 3-month-old little fingerling bass in there.
Okay.
They were going to do the Florida strain largemouth, so that was a good thing. At one time it was going to be bid out, and they were thinking about putting tiger fish in there, and that was the dumbest idea I'd ever heard in my life. Put in a navigable stream. But I think that got axed, and
right.
The state stepped up and was going to do it, so.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong, tiger bass fun. They're the dumbest fish on the planet. And they grow about 2.5-3 pounds a year, where a regular largemouth grows about a pound. So it would have been fun in 3 or 4 years. But
right.
The smart thing to do is, hey, Lake Tahoma is hands down the best fishery in our state for bass, for largemouth, for spots, for crappie. And it's the best kept secret in the state also. And that reservoir can be the same if it's done right by our political agents.
Right. Question is, my next question, and I'm going to let you go. I know you got a bow. How long would it be before Duck River is going to be a good lake to, you know, go out and catch some quality fish? How long will that take?
Well, there was good fishing already in that spring. I mean, it was well populated.
Okay.
So there's even the day they open it, there's going to be catchable fish there. They're just not going to be plentiful because they're going to be scattered out among so many more acres of water.
Sure. Sure.
But if you were smart and you got down there and you rode around before it backed up and
right.
Maybe even flew over in a helicopter and took a bunch of pictures, you'll know where the sweet spot is.
Yeah. I think I know what that means when you're talking helicopter.
Hey, that's 2 minutes from the house.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So, but yeah, it is going to, it will be a great fishery in just a short amount of time.
Give it
3 to 5 years, and you're going to have plenty of nice quality bass and crappie to fish for.
Great. Fantastic, Rex. Hey, Rex, I know you got to go, man. Hey, if somebody wants to get hooked up with you and you take them and, you know, as you said, you went and you put about 44 or 45 fish in a boat today. Not that you can guarantee that all the time, but if somebody wants to go fishing with you, how can they get a hold of you?
You can jump on the web at smithlakebass.com and find me on Facebook, Rex Chambers Fishing.
There you go. Hey, Rex, man, we appreciate it, and maybe you'll bowl about a 300. What about that little perfect game?
I can promise you that ain't going to happen. There's horrible boat.
But there's always hope, isn't there?
No, not with me.
No.
I'm horrible. Sorry to it. I lost hope years ago.
I got you. Hey, Rex, thanks for joining us, bud. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, have a great week.
You too. All right, it is almost 15 minutes until 6 o'clock. We've got to take a short break. Then we're going to come back with the most important segment. Jason and I are going to make our picks, so get your pencils and papers. Also, The number 737-9505. If you want a free round of golf at Cross Creek Golf Course, that includes green fee and cart, that's worth about $30 to you. Give us a call. All you have to do is answer a simple question. Stay with us, Sports Talk Live, 95.5.
Voice of Live 95.5 from the popular Facebook page, What's Happening in Coleman, bringing you the Downtown Grill on 4th Street, where one of our many appetizers is waiting for you today. Like homemade onion rings, fried dill pickles, potato skins, and more, we also have a large selection from our salad menu to Coleman's best hot wings, from traditional to boneless wings. We also have party packs from 50 to 100 pieces. At the Downtown Grill, we will even let you build your own burger or enjoy one of our classic sandwiches, chicken, shrimp, or crawfish baskets, or our gourmet hot dogs. You can't leave without having a delicious dessert of fried Twinkies, strawberry shortcakes, or fried Oreos. For the best comfort food in Coleman, the Downtown Grill is ready to serve you.
Hey, Coleman. Live 95 is proud to announce we are teaming up with the Coleman Lions Club again this year to bring back the Live 95 Battle of the Bands series. Live 95 works with local bands each year to give them a chance to perform for their community and be broadcast live on the air. Join Live 95 and the Coleman Lions Club at the Coca-Cola Entertainment Tent at the Coleman County Fair on Saturday, October 1st. And as usual with our Battle of the Bands event, the whole thing will be broadcast live right here on Live 95. Why do you think we call it Live 95? We invite any local bands to participate. We don't care if you're a solo acoustic performer or one of Coleman's best-known bands. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com or send us a message on our Facebook page to get booked. There is limited availability, so set times will be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. We'll offer each band a chance to get local airtime on Live 95 just for participating, and we'll be recording the whole thing back at the studio to re-air live cuts from the event during Live 95's regular playlist rotation. Your band could be on Live 95. Get signed up today and stay tuned for more information on the Live 95 Battle of the Band series, sponsored by the Coleman County Lions Club at the Coleman County Fair. Live in the entertainment tent on Saturday, October 1st. In the meantime, tune in to Live 95 on Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. to hear previous performances from the Battle of the Band series. We'll do one set a week leading up to the event. Thanks for supporting Live 95, Coleman's independent radio.
Have you got car trouble? Then you need to visit Joe Hudson at Hansville Auto Service. Hansville Auto Service is a full-service maintenance and repair center with high-quality, guaranteed service that you can trust, and all at a fair price. Foreign or domestic vehicles, car, trucks, SUVs, or fleet vehicles, Hansville Auto Service has you covered. If you have a Wall Estate ID or you work at Wall Estate, you even qualify for 10% off pre-tax parts and labor. This month, Joe and his team at Hansville Auto are offering the following. Free basic check engine light scanning, 30% off pre-buy inspections, or 50% off a 5-quart conventional oil change as long as you visit them on Wednesday. Also, approximately 35% off air conditioning machine services. The shop offers free Wi-Fi while you wait, or get this, even a pickup and drop-off service. With over 30 years of experience, they're online at hasvc.com. That's hasvc.com. Or you can find them on Facebook by searching for Hansville Auto Service. Hansville Auto Service has you covered. For any questions, you can give them a call at 352-AUTA.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
5:50, 10 minutes before 6 on a Thursday afternoon, taking you home. And Ronnie, it's time to... People are not going to be late getting home because they won't pull over get these picks.
That's right. So here they are, folks. You know, again, be careful if you're out there on the highway. You know, don't just pull over on the side of the road. Pull up in a parking lot, get parked, you know, put it in park and all that kind of stuff. Because we're going to give you our picks here for the high school games, and then we'll do college games,
and
too.
And if you get behind somebody and they're driving slow, you'll know
That's right. Be patient.
Yeah, be patient.
Be patient with them, okay? Show a little kindness. All right, Jason, here we go. High school games tomorrow night, Vinemont at Addison. Who you got?
That one's going to be a pretty easy pick for me, Ronnie. I'm going with the Bulldogs.
All right. I think I will agree with you. I'm going with Addison as well. Then we have Good Hope at Cold Springs.
Good Hope at Cold Springs. Good Hope can't seem to get it going, so I'm going with the Eagles from Cold Springs.
All right. Just to be opposite, I'm going to go with Good Hope. Coleman at Fayette County.
Coleman at Fayette County. I don't know anything about Fayette County, so yeah. I'm going to go with Coleman.
I agree with you. I'm going with Coleman all the way. Priceville at Fairview.
Priceville at Fairview. I got to go with Priceville.
Jason's going with Priceville. I will agree with you. I will also go with Priceville. Clements at Hansville.
Clements at Hansville. I know as much about Clements as I do about North California.
So, for that reason, you're going to pick them. Yeah, exactly. You're going with Clements, and gosh, I'm just going to do the same. I'll go with Clements as well. All right. Last one, Asbury at Holly Pond. I know what you're going there.
Yeah. Asbury is a
This is the first year they've had football, I think.
Is a team. That's all I know. So I'm going with Holly Pond.
Holly Pond Broncos is going to get another win.
Hey, they're on a streak.
They are on a roll, baby. All right, and then West Point, you know, so we didn't call them out. That's because they do not have a game this week. They are off this week after a huge win this past weekend over Corner. So they've got a week off to recover, get some people healthy, and probably get back into region play next week. So there you have it. There are the high school games for this week.
And so now everybody wants to know where can they put their money.
That's right, because you can't do it on this one.
That's right. And I just scribbled down some college games here, and I may have left one out.
That's
I went through
right.
it pretty quick. So
that's all right.
Let's start tonight, Ronnie, with
yeah,
Clemson,
absolutely.
Georgia Tech.
Clemson, Georgia. No, we're just picking winners.
We're just picking winners.
All right, I'm taking Clemson.
And I'm going to agree with you. Let's do scores on this and see
okay.
how close we
all get. All right, I'm going Clemson 37. Georgia Tech, 17.
All right, and I'm going to go Clemson, 27, Georgia Tech, 20. USC, Utah.
Oh, goodness. I'm going Utah, 17-10.
All right. I'm going to go USC, 23-13.
All right.
All right, Pittsburgh, North Carolina.
I'm going North Carolina just because of Tyler. I'm going North Carolina. I say 27-24.
All right, I'm going to agree with you, and I'm going to say 31-27. All right. Wisconsin, Michigan.
Ooh, where is that?
At Michigan.
At Michigan, okay. I'm going Michigan. I think, but I think it's going to be close.
This may be Michigan State. It is Michigan State.
Michigan State. Okay, I'll still stay with Michigan State. I say it's going to be reasonably close, 28-21.
28-21. I hate to agree with you again, Ronnie, but I'm going to. And I'm going to say
24-20.
24-20. All right. Georgia, Ole Miss.
Where is that game played?
In the Grove, Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. Oh, gosh. I'm going to go Ole Miss. I mean, they've got to be able to – they've got to win a close game, you know, or put a whole game together sometime.
All right.
So I'm going Ole Miss. They can score some points. I'm going to say 38-30.
All right. I'm going to agree with you. And get this score, Ronnie.
Oh.
This isn't going to be ugly. I like your 38.
Yeah?
I'm going 38-13.
Wow. You think they're going to smoke the Bulldogs, huh?
I don't think the Bulldogs have it this
okay.
year.
Okay. So. Well.
South Carolina, Kentucky in a battle to see who's the worst in the East.
I wonder if that one's going to be on TV.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
I'll take South Carolina. By a score of, gosh, I don't think.
Whoever scores first.
Yeah, exactly. 2-0. I'll say 13-10.
All right. And just to be opposite, I'll go Kentucky. And I'll say
13-10. There you go.
LSU, Auburn.
Wow. I don't want to.
Well, don't. There's nobody twisting your arm.
I know. I'm going to LSU.
All right.
I'd say LSU wins. They're not going to score many points either. And Auburn's not going to let them score many points. 21-17.
And I'm going the Auburn Tigers to pull the upset. And I'm going to say 20-13. Last one.
Last
Stanford-UCLA.
Stanford-UCLA. I'm going Stanford. I'm going by a score of 24-21.
All right. I'm going to join you with Stanford. I'm going 31-26 for some reason.
I
don't know why 26.
I hope that, for entertainment purposes only, I hope that, you know, just wins you a lot of cash.
That's right.
That you'd almost need a Wells Fargo truck to
the
haul.
The ones we agreed on should be sure.
No doubt.
So you take Clemson,
yeah.
North Carolina,
yeah.
Michigan State, Ole Miss, and Stanford. And put that in a parlay.
You're just going to have a wonderful weekend.
That's
right
it.
There. A lot of money being won.
You'll be taking your wife out Sunday morning, get
that's
a breakfast
right.
at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So, hey, I know we got a couple minutes. I'm going to throw one at you, Jason. See if you heard this. I read this today. It was about Auburn football that potentially they're saying the offensive coordinator next year at Auburn will be. Have you heard this?
I did hear it, but I don't remember the name.
Art Briles.
Yeah, I did hear that, yes.
The former head coach with the Baylor Bears.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
No.
I don't want to believe it.
I don't believe it.
I hope it doesn't happen.
Yeah. I'm going to be disappointed with my Tigers if they bring him in.
Really?
Right.
Okay.
And, right. I mean, he is an offensive mind.
No
but
question.
He is a dirty dog.
I'm with you. I just saw that, and I thought, well, that's interesting, you know, something to talk about, but I really don't see that happening.
No.
I mean, they're just, right now, they're just too much liability there.
Right.
Too much.
And Gus, like him, hate him, whatever.
Yeah.
Say he's a good coach, a bad coach, whatever. But you have to respect Gus as a person.
Yeah.
He is a good guy.
Yeah.
He seems to keep his guys in line and don't put up with a lot of bull crap.
Yeah.
And I just don't see him bringing somebody like that on. Now, he may be the next person.
He may be the next head coach.
Yeah.
Exactly. He may be.
You can write this down. If Art Briles, and I'm saying this on radio.
All right. I hope this is recorded.
Is the next Auburn head coach.
Or a coach at all?
No.
Okay.
If he is the next Auburn head coach, I will retire from being an Auburn fan.
And you will start wearing the crimson and white.
I did not say that. But I will not pull for Auburn.
Well, my next question, I know we're just about out of time. The pressure gets put on Gus. Does he pull the string on his offensive coordinator who is really, really close to him, who played for him in high school?
No, I don't know.
If it comes down, you got to pick. If it comes down to Gus, he's got to go or you got to go.
Oh, yeah. Then in that case, yeah, I think you got to.
You think it cuts him loose, even though he's thinking, well, I can get fired for that. I'm still going to get $9
million? Yeah, I think he cuts him loose. And I think Brett Lashley would understand that. I mean, that's part of the business.
That's exactly right. All right.
And it would be like cutting his son. But
that's right.
Sometimes you have to.
It's tough business.
All right.
Y'all have another half hour. We can go another half hour.
It's supper time.
All right, 5:59, so we're going to get out of here, go watch a little football,
that's right.
A little supper, and we'll be back Tuesday to talk about how good we're doing.
At the Downtown Grill.
At the Downtown
that's
Grill.
Right. Yep.
So.
Forgot about to mention
join
that.
Us there, fried okra.
Oh, man, fantastic.
All right, Ronnie, let me leave you with a big war eagle.
And I'll leave you with a bigger Roll Tide.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back Tuesday. This is Sports Talk Live 95.5, Coleman.
Live.
595 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time to check in on our regional news from the Alabama Radio Network. ARN News is provided as a service of Coleman Regional Medical Center.
Choose the apple over the cookie. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Staying healthy isn't one choice. It's a lot of little ones. That's why at Coleman Regional we offer so many. Water aerobics classes, blood drives, CPR certification, tobacco treatment programs, over 1,000 screenings. Most are all totally free. Our full list of programs and doctors is available online today at ColemanRegional.com/healthy. Coleman Regional. Live exceptional.
In the ARN News Center, I'm Angie Norvell. A tragic story out of Huntsville. A child found dead inside of a car in the parking lot at Marshall Space Flight Center. A NASA spokesperson says it appears a parent who works there was supposed to drop off the 7-month-old at daycare, but forgot. Because the flight center is on federal property, federal investigators are on the case as well. Elementary school at Fort Rucker Army Base shut down. Officials trying to determine what sickened 24 fifth graders, sending 11 kids to the hospital who were all evaluated and released. Currently, there are no confirmed leads as to what might have been the root cause, according to Fort Rucker officials, who, joined by representatives from the Department of Defense Education Activity, are inspecting and testing a variety of environmental factors. And the recent trend of clown incidents can have legal consequences in West Blockton. An 18-year-old facing charges after authorities say he jumped in front of a car while wearing a clown mask. Driver says she almost hit him. Brendan Burns charged with harassment and disorderly conduct. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network. A triple shooting in West Tuscaloosa. One person is dead. It happened at Creekwood Village Apartments. Chief Steve Anderson says it started with a dispute between two groups of people in the parking lot.
I don't know how we changed the mentality of the individuals, because obviously seeing their friends and people that they know that are the same age dying and going to prison doesn't have any effect on them. So I don't know how you change that mindset.
All suspects are in custody. We're learning more about a criminal investigation targeting a fired Jefferson County employee. Commission President Jimmy Stevens says the person worked in the IT department used county money to buy cell phones and tablets that weren't for county use.
When you have an organization such as this size, there will always be issues, but they are immediately addressed and brought to light and taken care of.
County officials say it appears to be an isolated case. Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange praises a federal appeals court ruling upholding the right of public officials to lead prayer at public meetings. He says America was founded upon the right of religious liberty, and public officials have always sought strength through prayer. I'm Angie Norvell. This is ARN.
Cooler weather, warm waters, and fantastic festivals and events make fall a great time to visit Alabama's beaches. Don't miss the National Shrimp Festival, October 13th through 16th, on the beach in Gulf Shores. Enjoy music, arts and crafts, and of course, lots of shrimp. The 32nd annual Frank Brown International Songwriters Festival begins November 3rd and runs through the 13th, hosted all over the island featuring the writers of songs we all know and love. The Hangouts, Oyster Cook-Off, and Craft Beer Weekend, November 4th and 5th in Gulf Shores. Live music, fresh Gulf oysters, and 60 craft beers available. For the first time ever, the Wharf in Orange Beach will host the World Food Championships November 11th through 13th. This is the largest food sport competition in the world, featuring more than 300 teams from 45 states and 20 countries, all vying for a grand prize of $100,000. And after Thanksgiving, the Coastal Half Marathon November 26th in Orange Beach. Runners can participate in a half marathon, 5K run, or 1 mile fun run. What better way to burn off some calories? Find a full list of all the fun events and activities at calendarofevents@gulfshores.com. We can't wait to see you at the beach this fall.
News, Bluebell issues a recall due to possible listeria. It covers 10 states, including Alabama. Ice cream company says chocolate chip cookie dough and cookie two-step flavors should be returned to the place of purchase for a full refund. Some 200 full-time builders at shipyards in Alabama and Louisiana working on New York City's first citywide ferry system. First set of vessels that will be run by Hornblower expected to arrive in New York City early next year. More Tuscaloosa County projects moving ahead with the formation of the Road Improvement Commission. Northport Mayor Bobby Herndon says the city has entered into an agreement with the commission to make improvements along Highway 69 and Union Chapel Road.
The state has always told us they don't have any money. We can't do this. We can't do that. So along with the state legislature, City of Tuscaloosa, Tuscaloosa County, City of Northport, creating this road improvement task force, redoing the 3-cent sales tax, we're taking the bull by the horns.
Herndon says work will start in 6 months. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network.
Providing Coleman with a unique blend of music from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.
said, let's get out of this town, drive out of the city, away from the crowd. I thought heaven can't help me now, nothing lasts forever.